Well, who's been having a great day so far? Oh my gosh. Enjoy the Holy Spirit session. Did you enjoy the Holy Spirit session? I'm glad. That was a very good answer for you to give. When someone asks you if you enjoy the Holy Spirit as a Christian, the right answer to say is yes. Are you ready for the Word of God tonight? I have been having the most amazing time. Thank you so much for being here. What an amazing congregation of people you are. I am in awe of all that God is doing here. You got to know I'm going home to tell all of our church family about the amazing things that God is doing in Japan. You're an incredible group of people. Amazing men and women. You can and you will change the world for Jesus. And I want to talk to you about that tonight. About being a world changer for Jesus. About the potential that's on the inside of you. Anybody believe we can change the world together? Then I need you to tap three people around you and tell them this word's for you. Tell them this word's for you. Let's go to the book of Joshua tonight. The book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. I love these six verses I'm going to read for you this evening so much that I literally wrote a book about them. I believe God is raising a promised land possessing generation. A group of people that are going to cross the Jordan and step into the promises of God. Every person has in their life two crossings that God wants them to make. The first is across the Red Sea. You find it in the book of Exodus where we leave our bondage to the world and to the devil. And we cross that Red Sea into the glorious freedom of the children of God. That first crossing is only possible because of Jesus. Without the blood of the Lamb over your door, without the sacrifice of Jesus, we can never be set free. Is anybody thankful for Jesus who has set us free? The Bible then says that the Israelites went across the Jordan, across the wilderness, and reached the edge of the Jordan River. This is the second crossing into the life God's promised you. This is not a crossing God will do. These are steps that we must make. But I believe that God is looking for a Jordan crossing, promised land possessing, bold and courageous generation, a group of men and women who are perhaps gathered in this room tonight, who are going to step into the waters, who will not be intimidated, who will tell the devil and every obstacle in their way, we're not accepting you. God is on our side. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. If you're one of those people, make some noise in this room tonight. Let's read in Joshua chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites.
Verse 3,
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river the Euphrates or the Hittite country to the great sea on the west.
ね、南はネゲブの砂漠から北はレバの山脈まで、西は地中海から東はユーフレタス川まで、ヘテ人の全領地あなたも含まれる。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
一生あなたの間、あなたに手を向かう者などはいない。
As I was with Moses, so will be with you.
ね、モーセと共に歩んでいるあなたとも共に歩むから。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
決して見放したり見捨てたりはしない。
Anybody grateful for a God who'll never leave you?
ね、見捨てない神様に感謝してる。
A God who'll never forsake you.
ね、見放さない神様。
A God who'll give you every place where you set your foot.
ね、その土地に踏むなら。
A God who said no one will be able to stand up against you.
神様に勝利をくれる。
If you love that God, could you praise him in this
place? 神様好きなら拍手していこうよ。
What an amazing passage.
ね、最高な神様。
In verse 6, we read these amazing words.
でも1の6にこう書いてあるんです。
Where God spoke to Joshua.
ね、ヨシュアに語った瞬間。
At the very first day of his leadership journey.
ね、このリーダーシップの1日目。
This is literally called Joshua's commission.
ね、ヨシュアのコミッションです。
As God was calling him to step up.
ね、立ち上がれって言ってた時に。
Telling him what God had ahead for him.
ね、神様が先何を用意してるのか。
Anybody felt God give you a sense of dream during this conference?
ね、これを通して夢をもらった人いますか、今日。
Maybe a feeling that you're alive for a purpose.
ね、生きてるには意味があるんだ。
Then understand that God not only called Joshua,
ね、ヨシュアを呼んでるだけじゃない。
But he calls each and every one of us.
神様ここに一人一人を呼んでる。
And I believe that although these words were said to Joshua,
ね、ヨシュアに言われた言葉かも。
They are just as real for every single one of us.
でも俺たち一人一人にある言葉。
As God spoke to Joshua and said,
ね、神様がヨシュアに言ったように。
Be strong and courageous.
大きく立つ勇気を出せ。
For you are the one.
ね、お前がそうなるからだ。
Be strong and courageous.
大きく立て。
For you are the one.
ね、お前が選ばれてるから。
Be strong and courageous.
ね、大きく勇敢になれ。
For you are the one.
ね、お前を選んだから。
For you are the one.
あなたが選ばれてるから。
For you are the one.
あなたが選ばれてる。
God was saying to Joshua.
ね、神様はヨシュアに言っていた。
At this first moment of his leadership journey.
ね、リーダーシップのこの初日に。
I haven't got a plan B, Joshua.
ね、他にプランはないぞ、ヨシュア。
There's no one else in the wings.
ね、他には誰もいない。
I'm not looking at anybody else.
ね、他は誰も探してない。
Don't wait for Moses to come back.
モーセが戻ってくるの待つな。
Moses is dead, Joshua.Don't wait for somebody else to arrive.
だから他の人が立ち上がるのを待つな。
Don't look to the clouds for a hero.
ね、雲を探すな。
Don't look for somebody else to do the work.
ね、他のヒーローを探すな。
Be strong and courageous.
ね、大きく立って勇敢になれ。
For you are the one.
ね、お前がそのものだから。
One of the most powerful things we need to hear from God.
ね、神様が聞く必要がある言葉。
Is that we are the one.
ね、俺たちがそのものだ。
That you are the one.
ね、あなたがその存在。
My son Will plays soccer.
ね、自分の息子 Will はサッカーする。
Have we got any soccer lovers out there?
サッカー好きな人いますか？
Football, we call it.
ね、フットボールですね。
Our favorite team is Manchester City.
マンチェスターシティが好きなんです。
And once again, they will win the English Premier League this year.
ね、今年のプレミアはシティが勝つんですか？
In Jesus' mighty name.
イエスの名によって祈っておきます。
The most controversial thing I've said all conference long.
ね、もう一番問題発言ですか？
There are 50 men who hate me in this auditorium right now.
嫌いになった人はこの中にいるはずです。
You must now forgive me.
ね、許してください。
Because the Bible says you should forgive.
ね、聖書に許せと書いてあるから。
Plus I am a preacher.
ね、メッセンジャーだから。
And I stand on the pulpit.
ね、ここの立場から。
So you know God could be speaking.
ね、神様あなたに語ってるかも。
That's a joke, to be clear.
冗談だから笑ってください。
My son's played football for many years.
だから長年サッカー彼はしてるんです。
He loves it.
サッカー大好きなんです。
He's only ever wanted to play defender.
でもいつもディフェンスしかしたくない。
Which is a great advantage when you're a young kid.
でも若い時それいいこと。
His name Will or William.
ね、ウィリアムという名前は。
Means defender.
守るものっていう名前なんです。
And that's all he's ever wanted to do.
だからいつもそれしかしたくない。
While every other six-year-old kid.
ね、6歳みんな。
Wanted to score goals.
ね、点を決めたいと思うけど。
Will was obsessed.
ね、ウィルはでも、
was stopping anybody from scoring any against us.
守備の要となるのが好きだ
った。Which meant that he got a lot of game time.
だからいつも試合に出れるんです。
A lot of experience.
ね、いろんな経験ができる。
Because you have all these little kids on the substitution bench.
ね、いつも交代する子供を見て。
They want to play up the front.
みんなフォワードやりたいから。
But because nobody wanted to play at the back.
でも誰もディフェンスしたくないから。
Will got to play all the games.
ウィルはいつも試合に出れる。
Which meant by the time he was 9 or 10.
だから9歳、10歳になった時。
He had become the leader of the defense of our team.
ね、ディフェンスののリーダーとなってる。
Like the defensive captain.
ね、そのキャプテンみたいな。
It's his job to find the most dangerous kid.
ね、一番危険なやつを見つけて。
Who could score goals.
ね、その攻撃的に。
And intimidate him essentially.
ね、そいつをビビらせるのが役割です。
Will's the big kid on the field.
ね、ウィルは大きいんです。
Who puts the shoulder into the striker.
もう肩に当てながら。
It's his job to stand in the way.
ね、その邪魔するのが仕事。
And for the ball to hit him.
ね、ボールに当たるのが。
But he's tough, so he doesn't mind.
でもタフだから大丈夫。
And that was his job.
ね、それが仕事だったんです。
Well, at the beginning of last last year's season. Our first game for the year. It's a very important game, the first game. Because they grade you with that first game. And decide who you'll play against. As we were building up to our first game for last year's season, my son Will was in tremendous pain in his legs. He's very tall for his age. Many of you met him last year. He's grown even more since you last saw him. He's now this tall. I'm not joking. He checks me every day to see if he's taller than me now. He's 12 years old. I don't have much of a chance, people. Please pray for me. He has bigger feet than me. And at the beginning of last year's season, because he grows so quick, he gets all this growth pain in his legs. And for 3 days before our first game, he came limping home from school in a lot of pain. He would just fall onto the couch. And that was it for the day. So on the day before our game, I took him to his special doctor who focuses on his feet. The doctor took a look at him. She said, we have to do more stretches again. Half an hour a day. 5 days a week. Will and I would be at the gym doing stretches and exercises to keep his tendons mobile so that his body could catch up with his growth. He was in a lot of pain. I said, doctor, can he play tomorrow? It's our first game for the season. Will's our defensive captain. Can he play? She said, well, I don't know. It depends on the pain. So she strapped his feet up and said, we'll see what happens. So I text the coach. I said, coach, Will can probably only play one half. Could you put him on for a half? So the coach put him on for the second half. We turned up for the game. We'll skip the warm-up. Trying to save his feet for the game. The game started. We were on the side of the field. Will was standing next to his coach. Now you must understand about an 11-year-old boy. That in his life, I think God is number one. But second only to God is his football coach. Next to God, this is the most important person in his life. Whether it's high, anyway, it's a fight for God to be won. He loves this coach. We stood on the side of the pitch. Will next to his coach. And we were looking so good on attack. Dangerous. I was excited. I was yelling like I am now. But whenever they got the ball, we were looking terrible. They were carving their way through our players. Looking very dangerous. 5 minutes into the game, they scored their first goal. This is not good. 3 minutes later, they scored another goal. We are 8 minutes into the game, and we are 2-0 down. 10 minutes into the game, the coach turns to my son. He says, Will. Will looks up at his coach. The coach says, Will, I need you on this field. I need you to play for me today. I know you're in pain. But can you go out there and anchor this defense for me? Tell the other boys what to do. Get this thing organized. I need you to play for me. And I saw this look in his eyes. As a man looked at my boy and said, I need you. Will was like, you need me? You need me? Will would walk on broken glass for this coach.
You need me?
He's like, I'll do it, coach. And he ran out onto the field. He played the rest of the game that day. At the end of the game, we won it 5-2. Those first two goals,
スト
Were the only goals they scored.
ね、5対2で終わったんです。
It was an exciting victory.
もう最高な勝利。
I mean, we looked so bad.
ね、もう最悪だったのに。
And then we won it 5-2.
でも5対2で勝った。
Parents are hugging parents.
ね、両親みんなハグし合ってる。
People are slapping high fives.
ね、みんなハイタッチし合ってる。
The coach and I are jumping around. ね、コーチ
と自分はもうジャンプしてる。
It was the most exciting win.
ね、一番ワクワクする勝利。
I looked for Will out in the field.
でもウィルのことを探すと。
And I couldn't see him.
ね、見つからなかった。
And then I saw him.
ね、見えたんです。
Near the goal.
ね、ゴールの近くで。
He was just sitting on the ground.
もう地面に座ってる。
Looking broken and empty.
ね、もうすごい空っぽな感じ。
I walked towards him.
彼の方に行くと。
As I did, he jumped to his feet.
ね、立ち上がって。
He hobbled to the side of the field.
ね、ビッコ引きながらサイドラインに。
And he fell on the ground.
ね、また座り始めた。
That was it.
ね、それだけ。
He had nothing left in the tank.
ね、もう全力出し切って。
I said to him, Will, you did so well.
ね、ウィル、お前よくやったぞって言ったんです。
You played a very good game.
すげえいい試合だった。
He looked up at me with this eye.
ね、彼を自分のことを
見上げて。Full of pain. I could tell he was in pain.
ね、めっちゃ痛んでるのが
分かった。But I saw something in his eye that day.
でも彼の目の中に何かあったんです。
That there was a moment in his life where he was needed.
ね、彼のね、人生の瞬間必要だった。
There was an opportunity where he could do something good.
何かできるチャンスが彼の中にあった。
There was a challenge in front of him.
ね、チャレンジを目の前にし。
A moment that called for somebody to rise.
ね、誰かが立ち上がる必要がある瞬間。
That moment called for him.
その瞬間、ウィルは必要とされた。
And I saw a look in my son's eye that day.
息子の目の中には。
A look that said to his dad.
ね、お父さんにこう言ったような。
Dad, I am the one.
お父さん、俺が選ばれたんだ。
Somebody was needed in that moment.
誰かが必要だったから。
The one needed was me.
ね、自分が必要だった。
I played my role.
ね、自分の役割を果たし。
I took my place.
ね、自分がやったんだ。
I am the one.
俺が選ばれたから。
My favorite sporting moment of all time.
ね、歴史上スポーツの歴史の中で一番好きなの。
Was in a Super Rugby final.
ね、スーパーラグビーの決勝。
You have a Super Rugby team here in Japan.
日本にもスーパーラグビーのチームがあります。サンウルブスです。
I love rugby.
ラグビー大好きです。
It is God's game.
もう神様の試合です。
We play it in New Zealand.
ニュージーランドでラグビーして
るんです。Basically our entire country.
ね、国全員。
Breeds men to play for the All Blacks.
ね、みんなオールブラックスにプレーしてほしいと思って
る。I'm not even joking.
ね、冗談抜きに。
And when we had the Super Rugby final 3 years ago,
3年前のスーパーラグビーの決勝、
my team was in it.
自分のチームは決勝進出した。
The captain of our team,
チームのキャプテンは、
during a semi-final game,
準決勝の試合で、
broke two of his ribs.
2本のあばらの骨を折ったんです。
I fractured two ribs in 2016.
2016年自分も折りました。
Still today, if you hug me tight,
ね、今日でもギュッと握りしめられると、
I can feel those two ribs.
ね、めっちゃ痛いのが感じる。
He broke two ribs a week ago.
でも1週間前にそのキャプテンは骨を折ったんです。
And the day of the final comes,
試合の当日。
All the press all week are wondering.
ね、メディアみんな思ってるんです。
Will our captain take the field?
キャプテン出るのかなって。
But it's the final.
でも決勝だよ。
Our captain has to play.
ね、出るはずだって。
He took the field with two broken ribs.
ね、2本折れてるのに出場したんです。
Played the entire first half.
前半全部出て。
I couldn't believe it.
信じられなかった。
He played the first 3 minutes of the second half.
後半の3分最初も出て。
Went down in a tackle.
ね、タックルされ。
And there was no way he was getting up.
ね、もう立ち上がるのは無理だった。
They brought on his replacement.
ね、それで交代の選手が出て。
But he plays a very special position.
でも彼は特別なポジションなんです。
A position that nobody else can play.
ね、他に誰もできないような。
Apart from that one replacement.
ね、その交代の選手以外。
He is the lock.
ロックっていうポジションなんです。
Without the lock.
ロックがいないと。
There is no way that you can win a game.
ね、試合勝てるわけがないです。
Essential to the rugby game.
ね、ラグビーの中心的存在。
As they brought his replacement on the field.
ね、交代の選手が出ると。
All the commentary box is talking.
ね、コメンテーターみんなこう言ってる。
What happens if the replacement gets injured?
ね、交代の人も怪我したらどうしよう。
Because we have no one else to bring on the field.
ね、他に交代する選手はいないから。
The replacement played 10 minutes of rugby.
ね、交代の人10分試合に出て。
And got knocked in the head.
ね、頭を打って。
He has to leave the field for a concussion test.
ね、脳震盪チェックをしに行かなきゃいけない。
In fact, he's on the ground and he's not getting up.
ね、全然立ち上がらないんです。
A bad knock to the head.
ね、頭を打ってしまったんです。
They pan the cameras to Dane Coles.
で、カメラはでもダイン・コールに。
Our captain on the side of the
field. キャプテンの方にカメラをズームして。
The captain is sitting there. He is all long in a seat.
ね、キャプテンもずっとこう伸ばしてるんです。
Trying to give as much room to his ribs as he can.
ね、なるべく痛くならないように
。 He has a jacket over his body.
でもジャケットを着ながら。
To keep him warm in the cold.
ね、この、ね、寒い中ぬくもりを得
る。 He notices that his replacement has gone down.
でも交代した選手が怪我をしている。
He can see that he's not getting up.
ね、絶対に立ち上がらないのが分かる。
So he stands to his feet.
それから彼は立ち上がって。
He shrugs off the jacket.
キャプテンはジャケットを取って。
As coaching staff start coming from all sides,
ね、コーチはみんな止めようとしてる。
He starts walking towards the field.
でも彼はね、フィールドの方に行ってる。
I am at home watching this man.
ね、家でこれを見ながら。
As he's approaching the edge of the field.
ね、試合のタッチライン沿いで。
Coaching staff are telling him, "You can't go on."
ね、コーチはみんな無理だよ、ダメだよ。
I can see him mouthing.
ね、口パクでわかる。
Put me on the field.
ね、自分を出せ。
Let me play.
出してくれ。
Put me on the field.
ね、試合に出してくれ。
I'm at my house.
ね、自分は家で。
And I am crying my eyes
out. 号泣してるんです。
As I see this man.
ね、この人が。
His selflessness.
ね、自己中全然違う。
His passion for the team.
ね、チームのための情熱。
His bravery in that moment.
ね、この勇敢さ。
As he realized as that captain.
ね、キャプテンとして気づいたんです。
There was nobody else but him.
ね、他に誰もいなかった。
He went out onto the field.
ね、彼は試合に出て。
He played 8 minutes of rugby.
ね、8分試合に出て。
During which he got a breakaway.
ね、そこからですね、ブレイクスルーを得て。
I was so inspired in that moment.
ね、その瞬間めっちゃインスパイアされた。
As a man realized in that moment.
ね、その瞬間気づいたんです。
That there was nobody else to take the field.
ね、他に出れる人はいなかった。
That he was the one.
ね、彼がその人だった。
And all my friends, I want you to know.
ね、みんなにも知ってほしい。
That for every single person in this room.
ここにいる一人一人に。
You weren't put on this planet by God.
生まれてきたには偶然じゃない。
To be a weak, inconsequential nobody.
ね、ただどれでもいい存在になるためじ
ゃない。You were put on this planet by God.
生まれてきたのは神様によって。
Because God has a unique role for you to play.
あなたしかできないことを用意している。
There is a purpose for your existence.
あなたの人生には目的がある。
A reason why you are here.
生きてる理由があるんです。
If there is one thing God wants you to know,
神様にあなたが知ってほしいのは、
it is that you are the one.
ね、あなたがその存在だ。
You are the one.
あなたが選ばれてる。
You are the one.
あなたが選ばれし者。
You're central to God's plan.
神様の計画の中心的存在。
What God wants to do on the earth.
ね、この地上にしたいことの中心。
There is a calling over your life.
ね、あなたには使命がある。
And God wants you to know tonight.
ね、神様あなたに知ってほしい。
That you are the one.
あなたがその存在だ。
That you are the one.
あなたが選ばれし者。
I want you to shout.
ね、叫んでみんな。
I am the one. I am the one. One more time. I am the one. When we read in our passage of scripture tonight, I need you to understand that God is bringing to fulfillment something that he has been working on for 700 years of human history. For 700 years.Since God first spoke a promise to Abraham, and then to Isaac, and then to Jacob, through 400 years of slavery,
40
years in the wilderness, and everything God has been working on for 700 years is about to find fulfillment. And leading Israel through that moment is this man called Joshua. God speaks into his life.
Joshua
彼に語った。And the first thing God said to him. Joshua
に語ったのは。
Is that Moses is dead.
モーセは死んだよ。
I need you to understand tonight.
ね、みんなに理解してほしい。
If you're gonna be the one God wants you to be.
ね、神様に選ばれたものになりたいなら。
Just like for Joshua.
ね、ヨシュアみたいに。
The first thing God wants to address.
ね、神様あなたに最初に言いたいのは。
In each of our lives.
ね、俺たちの人生の中で。
It's not where we're going.
ね、どこに行くかでもない。
But what's already happened in our lives.
でも人生で起きたこと。
Your past is dead.
ね、もう過去は死んだ。
Your sin is dead.
もう罪は終わった。
Your failure is dead.
ね、失敗
Your shame is dead.
いや、
I came here to tell you、
ね、ここに来て言い
たい that yesterday isn't going to stop you.、
ね、昨日はもうないよ
You've got Jesus in your life.、
ね、イエスが一緒にいるなら
And if you believe it, give God a、ね、
信じては神様に拍手しようよ
Moses is dead.
モーセは死んだ
Somebody get passionate for Jesus in this place.、
ね、イエスに情熱的な人いるここで
I'm telling you, Moses is dead.
ね、モーセはもう死んだ。
The next two words God said to Joshua.
その次に言ったことは。
Is now and then.
ね、じゃあ今。
That's where what God wants you living.
ね、神様そこにいてほしい。
Stop living in your past.
ね、過去でもう生きないで。
Stop thinking about your yesterday.
ね、過去のことを考えないで。
Don't rehearse your hurt.
ね、もう。
Don't think about your failure.
ね、あなたの失敗を考えないで。
Put it behind you.
ね、もう過去は置いて。
Live in your now.
ね、今に生きて。
And reach for your tomorrow.
ね、そして将来に生きよう。
Oh, John, you're preaching good.
ね、もういい感じですね。
I feel like I am.
ね、いい感じだよねみんな。
Keep going.
ね、もっといい感じにしようよ。
I'm gonna keep going.
ね、前に進もうよ。
Because there's a group of young people in Tokyo who need to know.
ね、この東京で若い人。
That God's got a plan for your life.
ね、神様あなたに計画を用意してる。
A destiny ahead of you.
最高の使命を用意してる。
You're gonna rise and change the world.
ね、立ち上がって世界を変える。
God's got a dream on the inside of you.
ね、夢を用意してるよ。
You're a significant somebody.
ね、あなたには意味がある。
That God's got a destiny for.
神様あなたに使命を用意してる。
And if you believe it, make some noise.
ね、信じて叫んでこうよ。
I need somebody to shout.
ね、みんなで叫んで。
I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. Tell five people around you I'm the one.
周りの5人にも伝えて。
I am the one. I am the one.
自分がそうだよ。
I am the one.
自分が選ばれた。
Tell somebody else you are the one.
他にもあなたが選ばれ
てる。You are the one.
あなたが選ばれてる。
Point a finger at them and tell them.
指を指して伝えて。
You are the one.
あなたが選ばれてる。
You are the one.
あなたがそうだよ。
You are the one.
あなたが選ばれし者って。
Joshua is about to lead God's people across that Jordan River. Joshua is about to lead them into what God has. But before God took them into anything, God needed Joshua to know. There isn't another Joshua. I don't have a plan B. There's no one waiting in the wings. So Joshua, I'm not talking here about your fears. You're going to have to put those behind you. I'm not here to talk about your doubts. You're
going
to have to let them go.
それも手放せ。
Joshua,
Joshua,
you're going to have to fake it till you make it.
お前ちゃんと立ち上がれ。
Because buddy, you are the one.
お前しかいないから。
And friends, I still believe that God is looking.
神様まだ探してると
思う。 For someone that's going to realize.
ここで気づくような人。
That he's got a plan for your life.
神様があなたに計画を用意してる。
That walls are going to come down.
壁を砕くような。
That waters will part in front of you.
水が割れるような。
That God's put his hand upon your life.
神様の御手があなたの人生に。
But for you and I to step into what God has.
俺たちに前に踏んでほしいと思ってる。
He needs us to decide in our lives.
人生で決断しなきゃ。
That we are the one.
俺たちがそのものだ。
God is looking for a people.
神様は人々を探してる。
That will accept His word.
その言葉を受け入れて。
And realize in our lives.
俺たちの人生で。
That God is looking at us.
神様は俺たちのことを見て。
And saying you are the one.
お前がそうだって言っている。
See friends, the reason why God said this to Joshua.
なんでヨシュアにこれを言ったかというと。
Is because of the generation he was part of.
その世代についてだった。
If Israel at this moment in time had any problem.
この時にイスラエル
It was a national identity crisis.
みんな自分が誰か分か
ってなかった。 They were God's chosen people.
神様の約束されて選ばれた者。
And just remember,
でも覚えて。
We're not Israelites in this room tonight.
俺たちイスラエル人じゃない。
But 1 Peter tells us
でも1ペテロで言ってんのは、
that God has called you and me
神様は俺たちのこと
を、 from every tribe,
全ての、
every language,
全ての言語、
every nation and tongue,
全ての国々の人たち、
and he has made us his chosen people,
俺たちを選ばれし者とした、
a royal priesthood,
最高なもの、
a people belonging to God,
最初として神様のものにした、
and friends, that means that you and I,
だから俺たちは、
we are all God's chosen people,
みんな神様に選ばれた者ということ、
yet even though,Israel was God's chosen people.
イスラエル人たち神様の選ばれた者。
They have lived for 400 years as slaves.
でも400年間奴隷としてきてた。
400 years of slavery.
400年間奴隷制度。
Oh, friends, I could talk to you tonight.
でも今日言いたい。
If I had extra time.
もっと時間があれば。
About the fact that sometimes God cares more about your destiny.
神様あなたの使命のことの方
が。And where He wants to take you to.
どこに導きたいか。
Then the difficult journey He has to allow you to go through to get there.
どんだけ大変な旅になるかじゃない。
We must never allow the circumstances of our lives to define how we see ourselves. 400 years they have been slaves. They would work so hard, but somebody else would benefit from it. They would produce a harvest, and somebody else took it. For 400 years, nothing they did made their own lives better. And there was always someone else to blame for every problem in their lives.
全ての人生の問題。
400 years,
400年間
conditioned as slaves.
いつも奴隷としてるから。
That 400 years,
その400年
was followed by 40 years in the wilderness.
40年間砂漠の中にいたと。
Wearing well-worn tracks in the desert.
いつも砂漠中歩き回り。
Circling around in the same environment.
同じ環境の中を行ったり来たり。
Wearing the same clothes.
同じ洋服。
Eating the same food.
同じ食べ物を食べ。
No change.
何も変化がない。
No progress.
何も進歩しない。
No movement.
何も動きがない。
Just the same environment over and over again.
同じ環境が何度も何度も。
And could it be, my friends?
でもみんな。
That after 440 years of living such a futile existence, that Israel has become conditioned, that they are not central to the world, that they can't actually change anything. Maybe they'd started to believe that things are the way they are, and that no one can change them. I put it to you tonight that it's not just Israel that falls into that trap. Israel. But still in our world today, God's chosen people can see themselves so small and so inconsequential and the problems of our world so big. But you must understand that God's people are never small. That if God's got his hand upon your life, there's nothing insignificant about you. My Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That we are the head and not the tail. That we've been put on this planet to be God's hands and feet. I need you to understand that what God was saying to Joshua is, Joshua, you are the one. You're not a weak nobody. You're not insignificant. You're not unimportant. God's saying to everybody in this room, you're not a nobody. You're not insignificant. You are so powerful because you've got Jesus living in you. I need you to understand tonight that you can and you will change the world. If you believe it, say amen. We can change the world. We've got Jesus on our side. I feel like jumping up and down, running around in circles, because a group of people in this room, a world changes. Imagine what we can do if we realize what Jesus is on the inside of us and who God has made us to be. Oh, my friends, I need you to realize tonight that you are the one. God needed Joshua to know, I'm not sending somebody else, buddy. There's not another waiting in the wing. You are a slave no more. You are a dependent no more. This is your time. This is your moment. You are the one. And I honestly believe tonight, Lifehouse, that God is speaking to every single one of us in this room. He's telling us doors will open. Wonderful things are around the corner. God's about to do miracles. There are breakthroughs coming. That schools can be won for the gospel. Universities can be impacted for Jesus. All communities can be changed. Cities can be reached. New campuses can be launched. Or we can change the world for Jesus. But in order for God's plan to be outworked, there is one thing that we must know. It is that you are the one. You are the one. You are the one. There is one thing God needs us to know tonight, is that there is no other. God wants you to realize his power lives in you. And you are the one. You will lead your family. You will impact this nation. You will solve this problem. Because you are the one. If you can see a problem, you're the one to solve it. If there's a dream in your heart, you're the one to outwork it. If you've received a promise from God, you're the one to bring it to pass. And all my friends, I need you to know that you are the one. Somebody shout it out tonight. I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. Oh, my friends, I need you to understand that potentially the most important thing you can understand about yourself and the world around you is how God sees you in the midst of the world in which you live. I promise you tonight how God sees you and how you've been seeing you are two totally different pictures. We can look at ourselves and we can see all our flaws, all of our inadequacies, every wrong we've ever done, every failure from our past. That's because the devil is speaking all the time. The Bible says the devil is your accuser. Your accuser. What does an accuser do? An accuser replays past moments. This is what they did. This is where they were. This is who they are. But Jesus is not your accuser. Jesus is your intercessor. An intercessor isn't looking at your past, trying to remind you of who you were. An intercessor is standing in your future, saying this is who you could be. This is who I called you to be. This is who I made you to be. That's why it should be no surprise to us that when God speaks to us, He says, you're not your past. You're not your faults. You're not your failings. You are the one. You are the one. Someone give God praise. And shout, I am the one. I need you to shout a little louder. And say, I am the one. Oh, my friends, I need you to know that one of the greatest traps we can fall into in our lives is waiting for someone else, looking for another. When God is coming to us in our lives and say, don't wait for a hero to save you. Be the hero you're looking for. You are the one. Be strong and courageous. I think you're getting the theme of my message. Help me with it tonight. Be strong and courageous. For you are the one. This is who God wants us to realize. He has made us to be. God came to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. He said, leave your people. Leave your father's house. And go to the land to which I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. God came to Abraham and said, you are the one. God came to Gideon when he was hiding in a hole in the ground, a wine press. He's hiding in the hole, in a hole in the ground, scared and afraid. And God turns up in his life, and this is what God said to him: the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. You could think God was being sarcastic. A scaredy cat in a hole. It's called the mighty man of valor. Can you catch it tonight? That God doesn't address your fears. He addresses your potential. God doesn't look at your fears. He looks at the seed of faith on the inside of you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Oh, my friends. The Lord is with you. Give God some praise. The God of Gideon is with us. I need 50 people to jump to their feet and shout, because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now praise the God who's for you. Come on, Jesus, we thank you for your presence.
Yes, arigato.
The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. You may be seated. The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Gideon looked up at God and said, if the Lord is for us, then where are all his wonders? And the Lord's answer to him was, go in the strength you have. This doesn't seem to make sense. Gideon's saying to God, where is God? And God's saying to Gideon, go in the strength you have. In other words, Gideon's saying to God, God, where are you? And God's saying to Gideon, I'm asking, where are you? See, my friends, you need to understand, we can't sit and wait for a tingle. We can't wait for a supernatural word from God. God's saying, my promise is in you. So be strong and courageous. For you are the one. And Gideon changed his nation. And I believe the same God of Gideon is in each and every life in this room tonight. And I believe we can change the world. And we can simply believe that we are the ones. Can I get an amen in this room tonight? Can I give you one more? My favorite. She's actually a girl. Have I got any brave ladies in the room tonight? Deborah. God turned up in the life of a woman named Deborah and said, Deborah, I want you to prophesy over this man. I want you to tell him that he is the one. He's going to lead Israel's troops into battle. The battle will be a victory. So Deborah goes to the man and says, you are the one. The Lord has chosen. Do you know what the man said? I won't do it. So Deborah said, she's saying to the man, you are the one. God has chosen you. The man said, I won't do it. So this is what Deborah said. I love her. I think we've got some girls like her in the room tonight. She said, well, if the man won't do it, then I'm going to do it. Where are you, girls? We got any Deborah girls in the room tonight? If the man won't do it, then I'm going to do it. All you need to understand. Come on, boys, don't hate me. You need to understand. Deborah led Israel into that battle. And she won the victory. How can that be? Because she wasn't the one. Or was she the one? What God's saying in this story is that he doesn't need the right one. He doesn't need the chosen one. He doesn't need the called one. He's just looking for the willing one. If you're the willing one, God says you are the one. If you're the willing one, stand to your feet and give God some praise. Have I got any willing ones? Are you a willing one? If you're a willing one, lift your voice in praise. Shout, I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. Let every demon hear. I am the one. Let the world around you hear. I am the one. All over this room tonight, I see a company of men and women whom God has put his hand upon. An amazing group of people. World changes for Jesus. You're not an insignificant nobody. You're not a leftover. You're not a mistake. God never made a whoopsie. That's what we can think. That somehow God made a mistake. Or life threw up a mistake. And we popped into this world. That maybe angels were handing out talents to every baby being birthed in heaven, and somehow they got distracted and we missed out on what we should have. This is not true, my friend. Heaven never made a mistake. God never made a whoopsie. Every single person under the sound of my voice is called by God, anointed by God, chosen by God, gifted by God, essential to God's plan. This is a room full of world changers. You were made on purpose, for a purpose. And if you believe it, shout amen. And give your God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense destiny in this service. All week this week I felt such a spirit of prayer over my life. I've been getting back to my room, turning my phone on flight mode, been praying for you for hours, because I truly believe that if we could start to see ourselves, if you could start to see yourself the way heaven sees you, oh my God, you could change the world. There is power in your hands. There is an anointing on your life. God needs you to know that you are the one. That you are the one. All over this room. Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, come. Oh. He's here.
神様はここにいます。
The presence of Jesus is here.
イエスの存在がここにある。
Lift hands towards heaven.
ね、天に向かって手を挙げて。
Find your God.
神様を見つけて。
Find his dream for your life.
あなたに対して持っている夢を見つけて。
Fill us with power from on high.
神様は力で今満たして。
Come Holy Spirit.
聖霊下って。
Cities and nations.
ね、町と国々。
I felt when I landed into your country.
ね、日本に到着したとき。
God told me.
神様に語られた。
There are at least 50 more campuses this church will launch.
ね、この教会を通して50個以上のチャーチがまた始まるの。
That's why God's calling people.
だから神様は人々を呼んでる。
Come Holy Spirit.
ね、聖霊よ来い。
Come Holy Spirit.
聖霊来て。
There are people all over the service tonight.
ね、この中に。
And God is calling you.
神様は呼ばれてる人がいるかも。
To put him first.
ね、神様を一番に置くように呼ばれてるかも。
To be the one.
ね、その人になるように。
To step out of the shadows.
ね、そこの影から出て。
To play your role.
ね、自分の役割を果たす。
There are even some in this room tonight.
ね、今日この中で。
That as I say 50 more campuses.
ね、50個のチャーチが始まるって言った時。
You feel God saying to you.
ね、神様に語られてるかも。
You're one of the ones.
ね、あなたがその一つをリードする。
That will make this dream a reality.
ね、この夢を叶えるために。
All over this service tonight.
ね、この中で。
If you're here and you're saying,
ね、ここにいてそう聞いてるの。
God, I'm going to be your one.
ね、神様その一人になりたい。
I'm going to put you first in my life.
ね、神様だから一番に置きたい。
I will not retreat into the shadows.
ね、もう影の方に戻るんじゃない。
I will be bold and courageous for you.
ね、大胆になって勇敢になる。
If you're one of those people,
ね、その一人ならあなたが。
That's going to put God first in your life.
ね、人生神様を一番に置く人。
And pursue His call.
ね、その使命を全うする。
I want you tonight, wherever you are in this auditorium.
ね、どこにいようと。
To jump out of your seat、
ね、あなたの席から出て
and come to the front of the service.、
ね、この前に来てほしい。
You can come from wherever you are.、
ね、どこにいてもいいから。
And tonight we're going to pray.、
ね、今日一緒に祈りたい。
And I'm going to believe the Holy Spirit、
ね、聖霊が下るのを信じたい。
Is going to fall on your life.、
ね、あなたの人生の中に。
Am I talking to anybody tonight?、
ね、誰か語られてる人はいる。
Who is sensing God's call?、
ね、神様の使命を今感じてる。
God's hand over their life.、
ね、神様がすごいことしてるのを感じる。
Saying, put me first.、
ね、だから一番に置いて神様。
Be bold for me.、
ね、大胆になってって言われてる。
Be courageous for me.
勇気を出してって語られてる。
you, can you wave your hand
もしそれがあなたら今手を振って
All over the room.、
ね、この中で
If you sense that's you,、
ね、それが自分だと
思うなら Then jump out of your seat right now、
ね、席から飛び出して前に来て
And come to the front of the service、
ね、ここの前に出てきて
come right now、
ね、前に歩いて出てきて
Come hundreds come、
ね、何百人でもいいから来て前に
Come、
ね、前に出てきて
If you're saying you are the one、
ね、選ばれてるって感じるなら
come、
ね、前に出てきて
There are others who need to come.、
ね、他に前に出てくる必要がある
かも。You know God is calling you.、
ね、神様が呼ばれているのは分かってる。
We're going to pray tonight.、
ね、今祈るよ。
And as we lift hands towards heaven,、
ね、天に手を挙げるとき、
the presence of Jesus is going to flood our lives.、
ね、イエスの存在で満たされる
はず。There are at least 100 people.、
ね、ここで100人以上の人が。
That God is still saying, come.、
ね、神様が前に出てこいって言ってるかも。
Come to the very sides.、
ね、横でも全部でいいから。
Come fill every area.、
ね、全部みんな前に出てきて。
Come close to the front.、
ね、もっともっと前に来て。
God's putting his hand over people.、
ね、神様の御手が今ある。
Come,
ね、前にどんどん出てきて。それがあなたなら。
Come.
もっともっと前に出てきて。
Come.、
ね、もっと来て来て。
Adrian, is it Adrian or the second one?
Adrian.
This message is for you.
ね、あなたのためのメッセージだよ。
You and your dear wife.
ね、あなたと奥さんの。
God's put his hand over you.
ね、神様の御手が今あるから。
You're not here by accident.
ね、偶然ここにいるんじゃないよ。
You haven't reached this moment in time.
ね、この瞬間。
By some kind of accidental circumstance.
偶然あるわけじゃない。
You haven't missed God.
ね、神様見せてないよ。
God's put his hand over you.
ね、神様の御手が今あるから。
God's given you a calling.
ね、神様使命を用意してる。
God's given you a passion.
ね、パッションを用意してる。
I see supernatural steps.
ね、超自然的な一歩。
I see God opening doors.
ね、神様が扉を開いてる。
I see God granting you desires.
ね、神様の握りしめてるよ。
There are dreams in your heart.
ね、心にあるその夢。
You see thousands.
ね、何千。
God says I'll make it happen.
ね、それを起こすって神様言って
る。He's put his hand upon your life.
ね、その中で。
You are the one.
ね、あなたが選ばれてる。
Luke.
Luke,
God's got greater authority for you.、
ね、もっと大きい権威を用意してるよ。
There is more for you.、
ね、もっとルークのために用意してる。
God hasn't finished yet.、
ね、まだ終わりじゃない。
God's going to put something fresh in your life. There is a great resolve in you. But God's going to give you this tenacious spirit in prayer to grab a hold of God's promise, to be bold for Him. You are a world changer in the making, a true son of this house. God's pouring His anointing over you. There's a new spirit of revelation. Get ready for the word of God to open to you like it never has before. Kirby, God's put His hand on your life. You are a man of valor, a winner of souls. You're an impactor for the kingdom. God's going to give you a greater faith to see souls saved like never before. Lift your hands towards heaven right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Touch His life right now. Anoint Him afresh. All over the service. Even people standing in the congregation. The power of God is here right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. On every man, every woman. You are the one. You are the one. God's calling is over you. God's hand is on your life. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You are the one. You are the one. What's happening right now is the anointing of the Holy Spirit is touching. It's heavy down the front. I'm sure wherever you are in the auditorium, you can reach out and find it right now. The presence of God is real. The anointing of God is real. Come, Holy Spirit. Make your servants flames of fire. Anoint your people. Call them. Call them. Supernatural fire. This couple over here. Yes, sir. And this is your wife? Yes. God's put His hand upon you.
Both.
To be bold and courageous. For God. You are going to be part of exploits for the kingdom. God will ask you to take steps. I think you know that already. But God says, wherever He asks you to go, whatever He asks you to do, you're going with God. God's going to reward you. I feel to say this to you. Jesus said this to His disciples after the conversation with the rich young ruler. When Peter said to Jesus, we left everything to follow you. This is what Jesus said to him. No one who's left a house will fail to reap houses. No one who's left a brother will fail to reap many family members. In this life and in the life to come, eternal life, you will have to sow. You will have to be bold for God. But God is going to cause you to reap. And you'll know His blessing. So do not be fearful. Be courageous for God. Because God is going to use you. I don't know anything about you. But I just sense the hand of God over your
life.
You will see God's hand at work. God will go with you. Be bold and courageous. Be bold and courageous. All over this service, just look to your King. Come, power of God. Come, presence of Jesus. Oh, it's heavier again. Heavier again. Fire of God. Fire of God. Cities and nations. Come, Holy Spirit. Power of God. Fire of God is moving. I can see it on people.
Oh,
come, Jesus. Fire, fire, fire. God is opening people's eyes right now to see. You're seeing yourself in a new light. People who thought that they would never stand in a pulpit are beginning to see their potential. People who never thought that they could win people to the Lord are starting to see a harvest. This church was birthed in a vision. A vision of a wave. And what is on this house is falling on people. Visions and dreams. Speak, Holy Spirit. Call. Anoint. Power of Jesus.
Yes, の力が
moving in this place tonight.
この中で今働いている。ワーシューチューバー上がってきてくれますか？
Daddy, good.
know, Pastor Rod, I felt like God was just saying to me, I was literally walking off the stage. And I felt like the Lord said to me that you've seen one wave. But I really believe God's got a second wave. I think you've seen one wave. But God's going to show you a much greater impact. Even in your life at the moment, I sense this stirring, this urgency that is heaven sent in your heart. Because God is going to use you to unlock new nations, unlock new cities, and God is going to cause you to be a father that would raise a generation of leaders. You are a general in the faith and a father to leaders, and your quiver will be full. You will have many, many leaders. Many men, many women. That God will allow you to raise up. You're a mighty general of the faith. Heaven is smiling over your life. And I feel like God's saying to you tonight that He's going to open up supernatural doors. Even in this next season. Supernatural doors. Not just Osaka will have a building. But there will be supernatural doors. Doors of favor will open. In Jesus' mighty name. And I just feel to say to you, Pastor, that God hasn't finished blessing you in Viv. That for you personally, God has greater blessing to show you. Greater things He's going to do in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Rod, Pastor Viv. Lord, we just pray for new grace. Fresh favor over there. In the mighty name of Jesus. What a tremendous group of people in this room tonight. Your world changes. Your world changes. You're going to do great things for Jesus. You're absolutely amazing. If you believe that about you and the people around you, why don't you give your God some praise?